Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm Andrew McDermott, and this is a Wee In, a shorter episode of Simply Scottish. Our Wee Ins give you a quick Scottish fix wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Today, I'm taking you back to Scotland in the 80s. I'll share memories of my experiences as a child growing up in Scotland's capital city of Edinburgh. Let's keep listening to fresh music now from Kinnaris Quintet, from their second album, This Too. This is Wonderful. I first started sharing my memories of growing up in Scotland's capital city back in 2014. On that brief episode, the first of the Wee Ins, I discussed playing football with my friends on any patch of grass we could find from dawn till dusk. I talked about the vans that would come around our neighbourhood, the ice cream van, a fish and chips van, and a mobile library. I also shared a few experiences of using Scotland's famous fleet of double-decker buses to get around the city. This time, we'll kick off with haircuts. We all have our favourite salon or barbershop, and chances are we like the place not just because we get a good haircut there, but also for the atmosphere, the good conversation, or both. I know these days I get my haircut with Mike. He's been cutting hair in the small town I live in, outside of Seattle, since the 1960s. It's amazing. I enjoy having a few minutes to glean from his perspective on all sorts of life matters. When I was a kid in Edinburgh, my father had his favourite barber shop too. Sam's Place, it was called, run by Alfonso Russo and Sam Rizzo, both from Salerno, Italy. Both men shared a passion for hairdressing and football, or in some circles, soccer. They chose the Edinburgh suburb of Gorgie in the 70s because it was a lively place with the factory and the football ground. They cut the hair of lots of well-known footballers and celebrities, including Sean Connery and former Hibernian and Celtic goalkeeper Ronnie Simpson. Football photographs and newspaper articles adorned the walls of Sam's Place. My dad was an avid football fan, so he really enjoyed chatting with Alfonso and Sam. He brought me along with him, and I enjoyed the banter and the atmosphere as well. My dad was such a friendly and happy man, and he loved connecting with other people any chance he could. Getting his hair cut was a good excuse to have a good chat about the football and make people laugh with his signature wit and humor. I found out back in 2017 that Alfonso and Sam had decided to finally hang up their scissors after almost 50 years. Good memories of an Edinburgh institution. Speaking of Italian Scots, I have a memory that involves another Italian family in Edinburgh. Growing up, we'd sometimes go get ice cream at Luca's Ice Cream Factory on the Wisp, a road connecting my home suburb of Gilmerton to Craigmillar. The factory was just down the road from Craigmillar Castle, a 14th century castle ruin. I've been there, incidentally, with my wife when we went back to Scotland in 2010. In fact, I got to visit many castle ruins and abbey ruins, courtesy of Historic Scotland. And Craigmillar Castle is small, but it leaves an impression. Tino Luca was born in 1922 into a family of 14. As a boy attending Musselburgh Grammar School, he worked in the family ice cream business and learned to drive at a very early age. He drove ammunition trucks and transported soldiers and refugees during World War II. When he returned to Scotland, he took over the family business and made it his career. He was on duty from early morning, 4 a.m., to late at night. The secret to high-quality ice cream, he said, was having the best ingredients. He got his last name from his father's first name, Luca, who had come to Edinburgh from Cassino, Italy. His father had opened the Olympia Ice Cream Parlour in 1908 and quickly gained a reputation for high-quality ice cream. Eventually, it became a large, family-run, wholesale ice cream business, with shops and factories in Musselburgh, Craigmillar, and North Berwick, as well as ice cream vans for tourist sites and events. They even had a Rolls-Royce converted into a showpiece for selling their various ice cream products. I'm not sure if we ever ran into Tino personally himself on our visits, but I remember to this day the sweet, creamy, fine taste of their vanilla ice cream, which we'd get handed to us fresh off the factory floor. When you take a trip to Scotland, be sure to visit a Luca's ice cream shop and enjoy another Edinburgh institution. Let's turn to music for a few minutes. This is a brand spanking new collaboration between Rachel Sermani and Kim Edgar. An open door, a cup of tea, I sit down and you sit with me. Sounds delightful. It's a song called Ripples.
An open door, a cup of tea, I sit down and you sit with me. A touch to reassure, it's a mountain, not a contour. Leave me. Just
You're listening to another Simply Scottish Weein. The last memory I'll share in this installment of growing up in Scotland's capital is going swimming at the Royal Infirmary Public Baths. In part one of this series, I talked about going to the Royal Commonwealth Swimming Pool in Edinburgh. Well, another pool I remember frequenting was the Public Bathhouse on Infirmary Street in Edinburgh. It occupied buildings that formerly housed the Royal Infirmary Hospital of Edinburgh, Scotland's oldest voluntary hospital, established in 1729. The bathhouse was built following an enactment in 1846 that encouraged the establishment of public baths and washhouses to provide facilities that would improve public health. The bathhouse was an Italianate swimming pool, to connect us once again to Italy, designed and built by Robert Morham in 1885. It featured the main bathing pool, with changing cubicles all around the pool's perimeter on the main and second floors. It had a very tall, majestic arched ceiling. The pool continued to be used until 1995, 5 years after I left Scotland to come to America. Facing possible demolition, the Dovecot Foundation funded the restoration of the building and opened Dovecot Studios in 2008. The former swimming pool is now home to a thriving collective of weavers whose tapestry creations can be found hanging in many places around the UK and the rest of the world. You know, I only lived 11 years of my life in Edinburgh, but in that time I had many memorable experiences in Scotland's magnificent capital city. It's an amazing place, and you don't have to spend long there to tap into the majesty, history, mystique, and beauty of the city. I'll continue sharing my memories of Edinburgh in future installments of growing up in Scotland's capital. Have you been to Edinburgh? Get in touch to share your memories of the city. I love hearing from listeners. Reach me anytime at andrew@simplyscottish.com. That's andrew@simplyscottish.com. Let me conclude today's recollections with a song I wrote many years ago called My Edinburgh Home. I never really recorded this or did much with it, but I kind of like it and I want to share it with you today. My Edinburgh Home. I walked atop the cobbled streets along the Royal Mile, and as I passed Grey Friars Bobby, I sat a while by his side. I passed St. Giles Cathedral on through the city walls, and as I reached the top of Arthur's Seat, I saw the sun fall underneath my Edinburgh home. It feels just like yesterday when I was down at Easter Road. Dad and I cheered on the team through rain, hail, or snow. I want to sit forever on a rock in Calton Hill, but there comes a time for everyone, a chance to make of this life what we will. And when that day should come for me, and life's journey is all done, all I want is to be buried underneath my Edinburgh home. For more episodes of Simply Scottish, visit simplyscottish.com or find us anywhere good podcasts are found. To conclude this episode, I'm proud to share music from a band I discovered a few years ago and just got in touch with them recently. This is Celtic Worship, featuring lead singer Steph McLeod. From their 2021 album Morning Tide, this is Because He Lives. For Simply Scottish, I am Andrew McDermott. Cheers.
Simply Scottish is hosted and produced by Andrew McDermott. Show content, copyright, Simply Scottish Media. All music is used with consent of copyright holders. Continue your Simply Scottish experience at simplyscottish.com. Thanks for listening.
God sent his son, they called him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. an empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds a future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. And then one day I'll cross the river, I'll fight life's fight. And then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the lights of glory and I'll know he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds a future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives.